What is up, people? It is Monday, so that's right. We are back with another episode of Happily Discontent. And did you hear the news? We had a big, big drop today. Today is not just the launch of another episode of Happily Discontent. Today is the launch of our first product under the We Are Well brand. And now I feel like we might have confused some people because we're a CBD company. And now we've got James Bennett here rocking a We Are Well sweater. Do you care to explain, James? What is going on there? Do you care to explain, James? What is going on there?
Yeah, so basically the CBD product is super complex. It's a health product, so it takes a lot of work. We're not cutting any corners. So we were hoping to have all the tests and everything done by this November to get the product into people's hands before Christmas. But basically we realized it's a pretty nightmare of a time to launch a new product during the discount frenzy with the holidays. So we decided we want to release some really nice, comfortable hoodies that we can still keep the same We Are Well values with the product, but have a quicker route to market so we could get something in our fans' hands quicker.
You're right. It is just an insane environment to launch a product in November, right? So anybody else that's considering starting a business, November is just, like you said, a discount frenzy. You've got Black Friday, you've got Cyber Monday, you've got Christmas coming up. Everybody's slashing their prices, and so it's really tough to enter the market in that way. And so we figured, you know what, maybe it's best that we just wait until the new year, but we don't wanna wait to make an impact. Like, we want to be able to do something right now. And so VK, I'm gonna give it to you real quick, because we were calling ourselves the Pivot Kings for a while, because we got the news that we wouldn't be able to launch in the new year, and within like 24 hours we had pivoted, found a new direction, and we're full steam ahead. So why don't you walk our audience through that process? What did that look like, that pivot?
So yeah, as Jamie mentioned, we have the complexity of the product. We wanted to run the tests and everything, and November was a bad time. So we all got together, we had a couple brainstorms, figuring out how we were gonna pivot, like you said. And at the core of this company, as Jamie mentioned, we keep the same values. It's really an impact company. So what we were really more focused on is the impact we could create with the product rather than the product itself that we were selling. So what's really cool, as Jamie mentioned, it's like the clean air collection. So in Madagascar, actually, you know, that cute little movie with all the animals and stuff, in real life, it does not look like that. Over the last 2,000 years, it's like 94% of the forests in Madagascar had deforestation occur. And they say that most of that was done in the last 50 years, from 1950 to 2000, in that 50-year period. So when we like read about that, I sort of knew that was a really good initiative. We have planted some trees before, and that's something that we do really care about. And we noticed how big of a problem it was there. So that's sort of where the clean air collection came from, and then the name came.
Exactly. And that just makes me think, man, like the CBD is not the company. The CBD is the vehicle that allows us to create these impacts that we want to make, right? So we were in this brainstorm, and I remember it vividly. We're like, okay, we didn't think, okay, what can we sell to make some money? We're like, hey, what is it that we stand for? What is it that we're trying to accomplish? And what can we do to accomplish that same thing in a different way? And Jay, why don't you run through some of the specifications of the merch, because it does have some of those very, very same values that the CBD company, or I guess they're the same company, but that the company is built on.
Yeah, so all the materials for the hoodie have been ethically sourced locally. All fair trade, all the work's there, and I'm hand stitching on every element of the hoodies and putting that nice personal touch in there for each one. I spent probably about an hour and a half per hoodie. I got my sewing machine right here, borrowed it from my grandma. Shout out to my grandma if you're listening, I love you. So yeah, I'm hand sewing all the patches on, and the labels and all the strings. It's taken a lot of work, and I'm putting the careful attention in. Don't worry, I'm wearing my mask while I'm doing it. For anyone worried about that, it's okay.
Because we don't cut any corners, man. We do not cut a single corner, and that's why we do these things, man.
Absolutely. It takes work to create a quality product, and we don't cut corners with our gummies, and we're not cutting corners with the hoodies. I went and hand-sourced all of the materials. I tested 20 different hoodies and felt them and tried them on and found the best ones. I went through tons of different suppliers for patches, found the right one with the that uses green energy, found that they're ethically sourced, everything like that. It's a lot of work to source good products, but yeah, it's totally worth it in the end. We're excited to make a massive impact and plant some trees and get some people rock and wear well.
And help Madagascar, man. Like that story really touched us, VK. Like when you brought that up in the team meeting, that was a very touching thing. We're like, hey, we got to do something about this right now. And like, this is not, again, like touching on some of these specifications of the product, it's not to toot our own horns. I think what this is a statement of like how quickly we were able to do this and like how, I don't want to say easy, but how doable this is to create a company that is like at least impact neutral, if not impact positive. You know what I mean? Like we were able to create this merch company. I guess it's, again, I keep saying it's a different product. It's the same company, but we were able to, you know, find the suppliers, create the product, create the marketing and everything in like 2 weeks. And it still has all of those awesome values, locally, ethically sourced, fair trade materials, giving back revenue to some great charities. Like these are things, like this is just a message to anybody else starting a business that this is doable. If all the successful startups, if like half of them start to incorporate these values into their companies, then the future generation of companies are gonna be built up these same values and we're gonna be doing great freaking things for the world. So I recognize that it's hard for, you know, a company that's already massive to, you know, switch over their whole manufacturing line to green energy. Like that's gonna be a much bigger process. But if we can inspire these other startups as they start to their companies to build these values in, I think that alone can kickstart the movement, can make some change over the long arc. And so if you're starting a company, talk to us. We know how to make these things happen. We know how to put it together.
We have an amazing network of people and resources in place that have taken years to put together, and we're happy to share. We really want to share this mission. We want to get as many businesses on board with the movement as possible. This isn't just about us. We need other companies to stand behind the same movement that we're getting behind. We can't do it by ourselves. So if you have a startup, like hit us up on LinkedIn or Instagram or any of our platforms, and we're happy to help you and connect you with some of the people that have helped us make this happen. Because like Pat said, it is totally doable. It's not easy. It takes some work, but we're totally willing to reduce some of that work on your load of finding these people, because they are out there. We did a lot of searching, but these people are out there that have the values of really wanting to actually help people and wanting to make the planet a better place. And not everyone in business is greedy, and it's we really want to surround ourselves with other business owners and other entrepreneurs and things like that share the same values and share the same mindset of no scarcity, and that we're all in this together. We're all supporting with a mission for a better world for all of us. So reach out. We really want to connect.
Man, that was so well said. And I think that the moral of the story is that like the difficulty is not making it happen. The difficulty is finding it within yourself to want to make that happen, right? To actually go the extra mile to make this impact. That is where the difficulty lies. And if you're one of those kind of people where that's instilled in you already, you are a kick-ass person. That is freaking awesome. And we will help you channel that, like that consciousness into, like if you're passionate about business, we can help you channel that into something that can create some real tangible change. And that's why we do what we do, man. And that's what the sweaters are a statement of. It's a statement that, you know, we can be doing better.
When you walk around with this patch on your sweater, it's a statement that shows I care about the planet. I care about people around me. I care about making an impact, and I care about being cozy as fuck.
Boom. I cannot say it any better than that. That's the sweater. It's why we do what we do. And it's live. As of right now, it is live. So go check it out. Check out our page.
Wearewell.shop. Get on that shit.
Get on that shit. Let's help Madagascar. Let's help you get in some comfy clothes, get some good sleep, get some good work at home, work from home attire. And let's start making this movement, man. This hoodie is the start of the movement. And that's the thing. We couldn't wait. We couldn't wait to start. Our product got pushed. We're like, no, we got to start this thing now. Let's get moving, boys. And that's what we're doing. Let's go.
The motto for this drop is look good, feel good, do good.
That's the motto. All right, boys, let's go do some good. We're out.